This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Iran will hold a runoff presidential election to replace President Ibrahim Raisi, who died recently in a helicopter crash. Reuters' Ryan Chang has more.
With millions of votes counted so far in Iran's snap presidential election, two candidates have emerged neck and neck. Preliminary results show moderate candidate Masoud Pezeshkian and his hardline challenger, former nuclear negotiator Saeed Jalili, in the lead. Pezeshkian, faithful to Iran's theocratic rule, has publicly criticized authorities over the death of Mahsa Amini, and her death sparked mass unrest in Iran in 2022. Jalili is a protege of Ayatollah Ali Khomeini, Iran's 85-year-old supreme leader. A staunch anti-Westerner, analysts say him winning could signal an even more antagonistic turn in the Islamic Republic's foreign and domestic policy.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. 10 Ukrainian captives who'd been held by Russia for years have been released with the help of Vatican mediation. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
They arrived home overnight, some to Kyiv's international airport, where pre-war posters still hang. There, former prisoners wrapped in blue and yellow flags were reunited with their families and called those who couldn't be there. Some had been captured long before Russia's full-scale invasion, so for some, the separation had lasted many years. Two Ukrainian Greek Catholic priests were among those freed. Speaking in Vatican City, Pope Francis said thank God for their liberation, adding may all the prisoners of this war go home. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden addressed concerns Friday about what was roundly viewed as a poor debate performance the night before. Some supporters are now calling for him to drop out of the presidential race. More from VOA's Veronica Balderas-Iglesias.
I don't speak as smoothly as I used to. I don't debate as well as I used to.
A day after debating his Republican presidential challenger, Donald Trump, U.S. President Joe Biden hit the campaign trail in Raleigh, North Carolina. The editorial board of the New York Times wrote that to serve his country, President Biden should leave the race. Unless the president leaves the race voluntarily, he is still on track to clinch his party's nomination at the Democratic National Convention in August. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
The United Nations says workers have begun moving tons of humanitarian aid that had been piled up at a United States-built pier off Gaza's coast and distributing it to warehouses in the besieged territory. It's an important step as the U.S. considers whether to reconnect the pier, whose functioning has been challenged by heavy seas. It is not clear when the aid might reach Palestinians in Gaza, where experts have warned of high risk of famine in the war between Israel and Hamas. The U.S. has presented new language to intermediaries, Egypt and Qatar, aimed at trying to jumpstart stalled Israel-Hamas negotiations. Ecuador is struggling to choke off gun trafficking routes that have fueled a surge in homicides. Reuters was the first media organization granted access to police bullet tracing efforts, a key component in the country's fight against crime. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
The surge of violence has sparked a crackdown on black market weapons.
Sin embargo, la cantidad...
Major Efrain Arguello, who heads a National Forensic Investigations Unit, tells Reuters that it has been slow work, as only 900 guns have been traced out of the more than 40,000 seized since 2019. Police told Reuters that Ecuador has just 8 microscopes for bullet tracing in a country of 17 million. Police seized nearly 10,000 guns across Ecuador last year. Police said at least a quarter of the guns traced were legally acquired in the United States, but they generally have no record of legal entry to Ecuador.
Chris Dignam from Reuters. Beryl has strengthened into a hurricane in the Atlantic and is forecast to become a major storm as it nears the Caribbean. A hurricane warning was issued for Barbados on Saturday. Hurricane watches were in effect for St. Lucia, Grenada, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Barbados's Meteorological Service said the storm center was forecast to pass just south of the island, and Beryl was located about 1,160 kilometers east-southeast of Barbados on Saturday, with maximum sustained winds of 120 kilometers per hour. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.